Blessed morning to you guys.
Blessed morning back at you, dog.
Cap it off.
When you think about the most polarizing athletes in town, and Derrick Rose is certainly at the top of the list, Jay Cutler's right there with him. What bothers people the most about those two? What do they have in common?
Body language.
Well,
but
that's
Derrick
part
never
of it.
Had it. Jay's been jerky since day one.
That guy is a jerk.
The nonchalance, right? The casual approach.
Use the word casual with Jay like I do the way Derrick looks right now. I think people that question his toughness are way off base. Jay just comports himself like an ass. He's got a punch face. That's exactly right, Mike.
Damn, I don't know what it is about your face, but I want to deliver one of these right in your suck hole.
He's got the kind of face you go, bam, pow, shut up.
Okay.
I'm not saying I would do that.
I don't think you would want to do that to Jay Cutler.
I'm not saying I
Big
would.
Dude.
You guys both look like you might want to hit me in the face.
Big dude,
I'm
Kathy.
Just saying, boom,
why don't you punch me in the face?
Pow! Just stop. Can you have any warmth?
You are ready.
Any friendliness
you
about
are ready
you?
For Brandon Marshall
now,
with that form.
Yeah.
You
anytime I ever bring up anything about Jay Cutler, can we just say that I've never gone to the level of saying I want to punch the guy in the face?
Exactly.
But if you don't change your face, I'm going to change it for you.
From the 7th floor of the Tribune Towers.
Boy, this has been tremendously tremendous.
In downtown Chicago.
Chicago! Bolchek stole it. Scores! Beauty.
Come on, sucker.
He is moving like a tremendous machine.
Let's get it on.
It's the Cap and Haw Show.
Everyone has to do their job.
We're going
to
ball until we fall.
That's a shot and a beer.
Do your job.
That's the Hazleton way.
Let's begin now.
Yes!
Good morning. Welcome in to Cap and Haw on a really sad Wednesday morning in the great city of Chicago. I'm David Kaplan alongside the lead columnist for the Chicago Tribune and a man who could turn a column around in like 15 minutes to make deadline when something sad happens like happened last night. He's David Haw. Mark Harmon is in for Brooke Weisbrod, who's off doing college basketball. And Mike Jacobson, our executive producer. Matt Rooney, our associate producer. And Pat Castell, our director. All right.
Morning, Carmy.
I'm sitting at the game last night with my wife. And I see Kane go down, and you could tell something was wrong. And when he didn't come right back in the next 20 minutes, you went, okay, something's going on.
That was 7:45-ish.
My phone rings. It's my brother.
Right.
And he said, where you at? Sorry, my phone's texts are blowing up. My brother goes, where you at? I said, Hawks game. He said, did you hear the Rose news? I said, yeah, he sat out practice with general soreness. He goes, no.
Knee surgery. 2 hours later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Knee surgery. I went, what?
9:38.
Get off Twitter just to watch a hockey game, and now I got this? And immediately, first thing that popped in my mind was you.
Oh, really?
I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, I don't think Hall was writing for tomorrow. I guarantee you he's writing right now.
I was writing for tomorrow, or last night. I was writing for today. That column will run another day. And you got one in the can. Yeah, exactly. 9:38, the Bulls press release came across that Derrick Rose had torn his meniscus in the same knee that he had surgery on in 2013. And he would undergo surgery, timetable to be later. That on the heels –
this is the one he tore against Portland.
Yes.
Yeah.
In November, that Friday night in Portland. On the heels of the Patrick Kane injury, when he left the ice holding his left shoulder, collarbone area, and looked bad. He kind of knew it was bad. Boy, all of a sudden, it turned into one of the cruelest nights of the Chicago winter. It was really bad. Election night in Chicago politics, dejection night in Chicago sports, and it just is one of those nights you want to forget and you will always remember because the implications are bad. Both teams look like they were serious title contenders.
Yep.
When Derrick Rose was playing at the level he played before the All-Star break, the Hawks are the Hawks, and the two of the biggest superstars in town now have very uncertain futures, and the seasons for the respective teams are just as uncertain.
All right, our guest list today, outstanding. Will Perdue, former Bulls center, current Bulls analyst, CSN Chicago, joins us 9:55, 10:40. Pat Boyle, CSN Chicago Blackhawks pre-post host at CSN Boyle on Twitter, and he's very dialed in on the Blackhawks beat. And Dr. David Robb, orthopedist, the Illinois Bone and Joint Institute, he will weigh in on he does knees, he does all sorts of procedures. He will weigh in on clavicle injuries, because that's what we believe Kane has, and we know what Rose has.
Yeah, so the timetable for both very hard to gauge right now, but the range for Patrick Kane Let's take these one at a time. Patrick Kane's injury is believed to be, according to Chris Cook at the Tribune, a collarbone injury.
Yep, and I'm hearing 12 weeks. Chris reported 10.
You've heard 10, you've heard 6, you've heard 12. The playoffs begin, if it's 10 weeks, 6 weeks from today is basically the last week of the regular season. Okay, so 10 weeks would put him out until late in the second round. Will the Hawks still be alive without a Patrick Kane in the first round if they play the Blues or the Predators?
And are you rushing back a franchise commodity?
Hockey players are a different breed. So I
How long was Aaron Rodgers out?
I don't know. 8 weeks maybe. Hockey players do heal quickly. Patrick Kane is a guy that certainly you think he could drop him into any equation at any time and he could be an impact guy. So if he comes back in the playoffs, you still think there's hope. But you don't know. You don't know for sure. There's uncertainty. I think the move that they'll make is they'll bring up Tavo if they haven't done that already. And they will try to make do. Let's before we get to the implications for Stan Bowman, let's take that. That's a Patrick Kane scenario. So secondly, Derrick Rose. So it is the meniscus surgery. It will be done quickly this week. Its range of recovery, according to Casey Johnson in the Tribune, could be as little as 3 to 6 weeks. Could be as, you know, quickly as, you know, a little bit over a month, Cap. But with this guy, and I say this with all due respect, you just cannot predict a time frame that you can stick to because the mental recovery could be as significant as the physical. And in talking to people around the team, that's not overstatement. There's a lot psychologically we're dealing with here, too. And when you said yesterday and this week, there's something not right about Derrick Rose, You do wonder. You do wonder if he felt like something wasn't right. You do wonder when he started to feel something in his knee. How much more pronounced is that going to be when he does return, if he does return for the playoffs? So I think if you're looking, you know, again, their time frame, 6 to 8 weeks, that gets you into the first round of the playoffs. How much time will he need to get back to being a productive player, a guy who you want on the court to make a difference? So right now, if you're talking about coming back in the first round of the playoffs for the Bulls and the Blackhawks, Rose and Kane, I don't think that you can feel very confident about a postseason that once looked so promising. How long ago was it? Not that long ago. We were talking about which, you know, who gets the parade first?
Yesterday we said
he's going to enjoy the finals.
Okay,
now
Carm. Yesterday he and I are debating. Rank them in order 1 to 5 of the 5 major teams.
Right.
We're not talking about the Sky or the Fire. No disrespect. The 5 major teams who wins a title first, and so I ranked them in this order: Hawks. This is before the injury. Hawks, Cubs, Sox, Bulls, Bears. He goes, Hawks, I think some just to tweak me.
Yeah, kind of was just to tweak you.
Bears.
More so. No, it wasn't Bears. Weren't
Hawks,
second.
Bulls, Bears, yeah. Hawks, Sox, Cubs.
Yeah, Hawks, Bulls, Bears. No, Hawks, Bulls, Sox.
Now,
it was Hawks, Bulls, Sox, Bears, Cubs. Yeah, that's the way it was. I had the Sox third.
I still don't know if that's changed, really. I mean,
well,
at the end of the day.
You know what, though? Somebody, social media was active last night.
I think it has.
I think it has changed. Somebody asked me last night, does this change your order of
There's no
teams?
Question.
Everything changes. Everything changes now.
Now it's obvious to me. It's
what does
Cubs,
this do?
Sox, Hawks, Bulls, Bears.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm willing to go that far, Cap. Well, I think you're giving. I don't want to talk about the Cubs yet. I think that's we'll have plenty of time to deal with baseball moving forward. And by the way, you might want to put Chris Bryant in bubble wrap, okay?
Oh boy.
And Jose Abreu, too. Chris Sale, don't step on any sidewalk cracks today, all right? Get these superstars some protection, some security. It's not a good day to be a Chicago sports superstar.
Kane's injury, though, not long-term. Maybe for this year, it cancels you out, perhaps.
Right, but
not
long-term.
It's not career-threatening.
No,
right,
but with the cap, you're going to have probably, as Eddie Olczyk said on STL yesterday, 8 rookies next year. He said he doesn't see a scenario around
that. Before we get to next year, let's talk about the immediate future, okay? And if the Hawks can place Patrick Kane, because I don't think anyone's willing to write off this season yet. It's hockey, baby. It's hockey. And strange things happen. So let's look at this year. If they put Patrick Kane on the long-term injured reserve, That is a move that, correct me if I'm wrong, but you buy yourself some cap space, correct? So you are able to make a move if you do that. And if they are able to do that, they have the flexibility to be aggressive and to address this hole that they suddenly have near the trade deadline, which is Monday. It's going to be a very challenging week for Stan Bowman. But, Cap, I don't know that this is the death knell for the Blackhawks. Certainly you don't feel as good about their chances as you did 24 hours ago. I think they have a right to feel a little bit better about their ability to go deeper in the playoffs than the Bulls do, because I think they were better equipped. They had more depth, and I don't think their team was as dependent solely on Kane. That said, they're both devastating losses.
Huge.
You're talking about a guy who is playing at an MVP level in Patrick Kane.
All right, and you got Teuvo Teravainen being recalled.
Mm-hmm.
The Bulls side, the trade deadline's come and gone. The Hawks have the trade deadline still to deal with on Monday. By the way, Darren Revelle reporting, Bulls will have paid Derrick Rose $52.8 million over the last three seasons. Only $10 million of that is coming back from insurance. That's it. It's a lot of money for no productivity.
Yeah, it's really, really sad for everybody involved. I don't see them being that aggressive and going outside the roster. I know Nate Robinson is available, has been pointed out, you know, many times by people observing. This is a different Bulls team than it was a couple years ago. This team is not challenged to score. This team is challenged to defend. Nate Robinson could fit in. He'd be very entertaining. But as Tom Thibodeau likes to say, he makes both coaches anxious, you know?
Yeah.
The one who coaches him, the one who's trying to stop him. Kirk Heinrich, you know, Tony Snell, these are guys that, you know, Tom Thibodeau will probably be persuaded to think has more than enough to compete.
By the way, Skip Bayless tweeting, he came back in 3 weeks from the same injury and was running, so the bar has been set.
What are you talking about?
Skip Bayless did a meniscus and said he was ready.
I respect everybody who's ever had meniscus surgery done to them. I don't like these comparisons to people who are lay people, professionals, do what we do or do whatever, to have meniscus surgery and try to apply that to what it's like to be an NBA point guard. I just don't see the comparison. Again, everybody's different, especially when you're an elite athlete at a professional level. Right. Skip Bayless's recovery time means nothing to me in the context of Derrick Rose's recovery.
Agreed. 312-235-2525. Phone lines already hopping. Some people feel the Bulls just got stronger. Some people think it ended their season. We'll get your thoughts. 312-235-2525. Be right back.
This is Cap'n Haw on WGNplus.com and CSN Chicago.
I'm good. I'm not worried about that. I think my body is going to hold up. Like I said, I work too hard. I'm not worried about minutes. I can care less about them. Just trying to be patient and do exactly what they tell me to do.
That was D. Rose. Back when was that, Mikey?
November.
Late November.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the bad news last night, Derrick Rose will have surgery again on his ailing right knee. 312-235-2525. It's the Cap'n Haw Show on Comcast SportsNet. Again, coming up, Will Perdue, 9:55, Pat Boyle, 10:40, Dr. David Robb, a noted orthopedist, joins us at 11.
And let's address this right away. I don't believe that Derrick Rose coming back into the game against the Bucks in a blowout contributed to the fact that he found out yesterday that he needs knee surgery. I have no evidence to present that, you know, says that didn't cause it, and I don't think there's any evidence to suggest that it did. I don't think that we know, but I'll say this. It's when you have somebody who has had previous problems with their meniscus.
Have you had a meniscus done?
No. And I'm trying to separate the lay people from this equation.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have an athlete who has had this history and this comes up, I almost think that it was destined for surgery one way or another. I don't know that playing extra minutes in a blowout, you know, was the cause of this. So I think we should be careful with assumptions. I think that we should not necessarily jump to conclude that, you know, the taking the minutes restrictions off Derrick Rose contributed to this either. Tom Thibodeau's history with pushing guys with minutes has been well documented, and he's explained it. But something just felt like maybe this was going to happen regardless at some point in his comeback season. Did you get that sense, Cap?
I did.
I mean, do you agree, or are you one that maybe thinks that, you know, they pushed him a little bit too hard too fast?
I do not think they pushed him too hard too fast. A. B. Apparently, there's a number of people that have been rewatching the Milwaukee game. Mm-hmm. I talked to someone this morning that said he took a layup, he missed it, and that's when it looked like he twinged, and the game was still competitive at that point. This wasn't like blowout time that he got put back in when he shouldn't have been. And the people who think, well, he shouldn't have been back in the game late in the game, you can't. He's a basketball player. This is what he does for a living. You can't wrap guys in bubble wrap and go, ah, you played 22 minutes, you're done. That's just not how it works.
Because a lot of time from the coaching standpoint, and you could speak to this better than I could, but he was 1 of 13 in that game.
Correct.
And so if he's struggling in a game that you have won comfortably, maybe you want to get him going because he has struggled since coming
Correct.
Back from the All-Star break.
Correct.
You want to get him regaining the rhythm that he showed before the break. The best way to do that is in a game where you have a comfortable lead and you don't mind him pulling up and taking those three-point bricks.
It was 78-60. 78-60 with 5 minutes to go.
Mm-hmm.
You're Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah,
you're putting Derrick Rose back in the game. I'm not saying that it causes injury. Let me be clear.
Yes, he's 1 of 13.
So?
Let's continue to work on your shot, Derrick.
Carp, I do.
You can't wrap guys
Carp,
in bubble wrap.
It's an 18-point lead with 5 minutes to go.
Doesn't
What's the
matter.
Point? Let him go. What, it matters.
Yes, I'm trying to get him better to get
to
the playoffs.
I don't think it matters, Carm. I think that there are two different arguments. I think that if you suggest that it bothers you, it leads people to believe that you're willing to think that caused this injury. And I just don't think that's productive because I don't think it's related.
I'm not saying it caused injury. And you're talking about the twinge that he felt on the layup. I've seen him twinge a million times.
A million times this year.
It's happened all
the time. He looks uncomfortable because I think he's played this entire year with a sense of hesitation. You see it in spurts, but you didn't see it consistently, that where he just forgot that maybe he was a guy who had two knee surgeries.
I would wrap him in bubble wrap. That's what I seriously would have done. Whenever I didn't
And you're going to pay $21 million in a salary cap.
The money's irrelevant. It doesn't matter what he's getting paid.
No,
you're
no.
trying to get
you
the most out of
him. You can't run a franchise that way where we pay a guy $21 million and we wrap him in bubble wrap. We're at 25 minutes and you're going to sit down because we're up by 15. You can't play a guy like that.
I agree.
You can't
I
win a championship
think...
and go, Tom, we're 17 up. Get him out.
Yeah.
No.
You can't let a coach – you can't have a coach –
Aaron Rodgers is playing when it's
like
45-3 against the Bears. That's what guys do.
LeBron plays heavy minutes. Guys play heavy minutes. This isn't a minutes-related argument. This is an exercise – this is an example. It's an example of just terrible luck. Terrible luck. The confluence of events last night is just so utterly Chicago. And that's what I wrote, and that's what I believe. It's just one of those things that you just, boy, how much, how can you explain this?
By
you
the
can't.
Way, on that vein, Anthony Rizzo, Jesse Rogers just tweeted, Anthony Rizzo, after hearing about Kane Rose injuries, I'm going to be tiptoeing around today. I mean, what else can you do? It is what it is, man.
Yeah, I was looking for references, and I said, I think I referred to Chris Bryant and Jose Abreu. Thing and I hope they wonder how they slept last night. I didn't have a Bears example. I couldn't come up with like a Bears name that would be somebody that you would care enough to want to protect.
That's sad.
It's a little sad. It's a little sad. But I don't think that the minutes discussion is relevant in relation to this injury, Carm. I just don't.
I'm not saying it is. All I'm saying is that listen, if it was me and you're up 18. I'm just listen. You can sit the rest of the game. I'm good with that.
This
we'll
was going
to
happen
another day. It probably would have.
And you know the Russell Westbrook comparisons will come out. And I think the Russell Westbrook has had three procedures done on the same knee within maybe a year's period
eight
of time,
months.
Eight
yeah,
months time, and he has been the most dominant player in the NBA over the last month. Now, he also doesn't have the psychological baggage, I think, that Derrick Rose is going to bring back to this recovery. This is the return part three. And the return part three could be physically the easiest, mentally the most challenging. That's the problem. Do you think he plays again this year?
Boy.
Do I after I hear Dr. Rob has to say, then I can answer.
Let's wait and
question.
See. I think that's a good answer because I think we need to wait.
I don't jump to conclusions.
What'd you do with Cap? Where is Cap being held hostage this morning? That's the right approach here, though.
All right, let's take a quick time out. Mark will have an update for us.
And we'll get some of these calls.
And we'll get to your calls. It's all coming up. This is the Cap and Haw Show on Comcast SportsNet and WGN Plus.
I felt like I've been managing myself pretty good. I know a lot of people get mad when they see me sit out or whatever, but I think a lot of people don't understand that I'm not taking myself out right now. I mean, when I sit out, that it's not because of, like, this year. I'm thinking about long term. I'm thinking about after I'm done with basketball, having graduations to go to, or having meetings to go to. I don't want to be in my meetings all sore or be in my son's graduation all sore just because of something I did in the past. So just learning and being smart.
That was November 14th. And now Derrick Rose headed back to the surgeon's table.
Yeah, you sensed the tentativeness all year. You know, just this was a year of relearning his body, getting back into the NBA rhythm of an 82-game season. But what did we always say, Cap? I mean, even as crazy as he would drive you with some of these shots that he would take, the shot selection, and the nonchalance that we would complain about as recently as yesterday, as long as he was on the floor, as long as he was on the court, as long as he was healthy, you felt like this team had a shot to do something meaningful.
Agreed.
And now, when you get the news last night, it's shocking. It's devastating. It is unfortunate and sad. Because now you feel for, you know, obviously hope that is lost in the season for the Bulls. They can recover, though. But you wonder what damage it does to Derrick Rose's psyche. And you feel for him as a person because he's 26 years old, is he? 26, Carm?
26. That is correct.
And there was a sense of inevitability that this was going to happen. You just felt like, boy, you hoped that you were wrong, but you felt like this is a guy who, you know, you use the word injury prone a lot, but was prone to this kind of injury happening again.
Let's go to the phones. Yep. 312-235-2525. And let's start it with Jeremy in Champaign. Hi, Jeremy. Welcome. What's going on there, Cookie?
Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a huge Hawks and Bulls fan, but honestly, as they sit, I think the Bulls have the better shot of going deeper into the playoffs. I mean, you can see last year they got into the playoffs, and this year they've improved with Pau Gasol. They have, you know, who's having a fantastic season. I just think that, I mean, it's super sad what happened to Rose, and I feel so bad for him. But I think that the Bulls have the better shot making it deeper into the playoffs.
Thanks for the phone call, Jeremy. I don't know if I agree with that. I don't know that I agree yet. I don't know that.
I'd say the Hawks still have a better chance.
Yeah, I think the Hawks have a better chance of replacing, I don't even say replacing Patrick Kane. I think they have a better chance of being competitive and winning without Patrick Kane than the Bulls do without Derrick Rose.
Do you think the Blackhawks make a deal by Monday for offense?
No.
I do.
I think that probably will be more motivated to get shore up your defense.
I think they had two players.
You think they had two, an offensive?
I think they had a guy like Antoine Vermette, who beat them for Arizona a week or two ago. And I think they get a defenseman. I think they do both.
I think
because
that
you get salary cap relief if he goes on long-term IR, which
yes,
looks like he's headed to.
Yes, you do. I think this makes them less likely. This is my opinion. I want to see what yours is. I think it makes them less likely to be motivated to deal Patrick Sharp, a guy whose name has come up often in trade talks. And they might be motivated to move because of his salary, because he's not been producing, because of chemistry issues.
I think he has to step up here.
Absolutely. But don't you want to have somebody who has stepped up for you in the past rather than try somebody who you're introducing to teammates, you know, on March 3rd? I think that's probably makes sense to me.
Do you go out and get a guy like Jaromir Jagr? I've heard some people on Twitter saying Phil Kessel.
How old is he now? Phil Kessel's got an $8 million cap hit, doesn't
correct.
He?
Correct.
Come
Phil,
on.
And people can forget about that one because I talked with Mark Lazarus this morning.
Mm-hmm.
He is signed through, I believe, the 2021 season.
Yeah, you don't want to
you're
inherit
not getting
that
Phil
deal.
Kessel here. Not
you,
happening.
You might have some other moves. I don't know, Cap. I think that offensively the Hawks, again, might be better off than they are defensively, even now without Kane. And we're talking about an MVP-type player. But they'll bring up Tavo. Be curious to see how the lines shake out now. You need more out of Patrick Sharp.
By the way, Nate Robinson also coming out this morning saying he wants to come back. So
of course he does. He wanted the Clippers to sign him, and they weren't interested.
All right, so you have could have Antoine Vermette or someone like that, maybe Jaromir Jagr, somebody like that here, get a defenseman, and then get a point guard on the other side. So here's my question for you. Do you think if the NBA trade deadline was this week that the Bulls would have been interested in Goran Dragic?
Perhaps. Seeing what the Heat gave up to get him, I doubt it. That's a very steep price. They gave up a lot. They gave up a ton to get a guy that, you know, is no guarantee that he's going to sign long term with the Heat. Correct?
You're going down with the ship. You're married to Rose till the end.
Yeah, and I think Cap, that you know you're underestimating or maybe forgetting, and maybe you're not. Tom Thibodeau is looking at this as a really tough blow, but he's also once he recovers from this, he's going to feel like this is a team that he can win with. That he'll have more than enough.
We have more than enough.
Absolutely. You know, there are times how many – the other night is when Derrick Rose was going through the 1-for-13, and at times since the All-Star break has resumed, when Aaron Brooks goes in the game, Bulls fans are like, yeah, good.
They're okay with it.
Not that you're better off without Derrick Rose. Not saying that. This is a really big adjustment to make. But I would be shocked if they make any dramatic changes to the roster. There's not much out there.
There isn't. Let's go back to the phones. Jerry's in Rogers Park. Jerry, what's going on there, Sparky?
Hey, Jerry.
Well, I talked to you folks about 6 weeks ago and told you the biggest problem with the Bulls was Derrick Rose.
I remember
and
that
he
call.
Got a little better. 2 weeks later, you guys was all over his case because he wasn't playing. I still think they're a stronger team. I hate to see him get hurt, but I believe they're a stronger team. And how many times are them big guys going to bust their tail, running down the floor? Rose has got the ball, and he pulled up to the three-point line and clanked it off the rim. Them guys are going to quit running, and you look at the way he plays. He goes in for a short shot, and he puts English on the ball, and it flops around. Why don't he shoot it straight? He's not a benefit to them. They're stronger, and I wouldn't be surprised if you play Snell, Butler, and some of them young guys that they might win the championship.
Thanks, Jerry.
Jerry, thanks, buddy. We got to roll. Appreciate your call.
Don't agree.
I don't either. He's too elite a talent.
And when he plays as well as he did against the Cavs, for instance, when he was on that sort of role, they're a different team.
The people that stand up and say, I told you he was going to get hurt, thanks. We didn't understand there was a serious risk that he was going to get hurt again. Come
agreed.
On.
Dante.
Hey, Carm, I'm not saying that, Carm. I'm not saying I told you he was going to get hurt.
Oh, I know you're
I
not.
Think there's a sense of there was a sense of inevitability that this could have happened regardless of the minutes
agreed.
He played.
Inevitability. Hey, yeah. Dante, welcome. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Kevin Hall?
Hey, Luke, Dante.
Thanks, buddy. What's hey, going on?
Hey, man, I think that the media kind of pushed Derrick Rose to play too soon. When you're an athlete and you know your body is telling you one thing and everybody else wants you to play, you think you should just go out and play. But I think that he really should have held back and really tried to come back after the All-Star break, which would have been because the team was playing pretty
whoa,
well.
Wait a second. You're saying he should have been out when?
I'm saying he shouldn't even start the season. I think he
Dante, come on, man. He was cleared last year by the doctors, and he took extra time. No, that's
right,
ridiculous.
I don't think he was 100% healthy.
Well, what about when he played with Team USA?
Yeah,
he was phenomenal.
He was healthy.
He wasn't that good.
Yeah, no, you have to play. Players play.
I understand.
Players
got to
play.
All right.
We agree to disagree, Dante.
Thanks, Dante.
See you, bud.
We're going to start quoting Taylor Swift. Yeah. Kind of leaves him speechless.
Play, 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 play. Let's go back to the phones. Chris is in Inglewood. Hey, Chris, what's going on there, Sugar Bear?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Dave. Hey, David. I agree with you, David. You can't really say nothing about Derek right now because you really don't know. And also, we have like around about, what, 6 to 7 weeks until the playoffs start. I still say this: the season is not over with, and the Bulls still can't be able to go deep into the in the playoffs. When Derek gets himself together, he should be ready for the playoffs. I really do think that. I know the guy. I know how he is, and I know he's a real strong person. Mentally wise, I don't think it's really going to affect him. As long as you just let him be out on the court.
Well, Chris, that's a good phone call, and I think a lot of people hope that you're right. The one thing that I would say, thanks for making the phone call, is that Derrick Rose spent 5 days away from basketball during the All-Star break. And what did he say? He said, when you spend 5 days away from your job, you're going to come back, you're going to be rusty, you're going to take some adjustment. And this is not 5 days. This is going to be closer to perhaps 6 weeks. And he will be doing some things as he recovers. But it's not going to be the same. So what is the rust factor and how long of an adjustment period and phase will that be during the postseason when the league is going to be operating at its highest level? You're going to be playing teams that are playing for survival.
Yep.
That's a heck of an environment to come back to.
Everything is ramped up big time. Jeff in East Moline. Hey, Jeff.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Jeff.
My comment is I've had 4 brain surgeries for epilepsy.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it all done 17 years ago. And ever since then, it's affected not only my head with headaches, but it's affected my mind. And I think that that's the same case with Derrick Rose. The man will never be the same physically or mentally after this has happened to him.
Well, Jeff, a lot of people believe that maybe – thanks for making the phone call.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate the call.
That he hasn't been the same, you know, since he came back from the previous two. And it's
with
understandable,
all due
though.
Respect to Jeff, though, brain surgery,
yeah,
totally different than having a meniscus.
No, absolutely. Scoped. Absolutely, Cap. But I think what he may be alluding to is the, you know, the psychological hurdle that he's going to have to clear now, having the third surgery in 3 years. And this is already somebody that we heard coming back from this break about the – he's thinking about the future. He's thinking about the toll on his body. Is he going to be motivated to come back this year as much as people want him to come back this year? We don't know that. We're presuming that, and we don't know that to be true.
312-235-2525. More of your calls right after this.
Now, more Cap and Haw on Comcast SportsNet and WGN+.
We're going to go in with an arthroscope and, if possible, fix the meniscus again. And if that's the case, the recovery is 3 to 6 months. But generally, when you're going in to look at a meniscus that has already been repaired, there have been sutures that have already been placed. So when the meniscus re-tears, it shreds that meniscal tissue. So generally what you do is you go in and just remove the torn portion. This is a surgery that athletes come back from very quickly, usually within 6 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So it wouldn't surprise me if Derrick Rose is able to be back for the playoffs.
That was courtesy of SportsCenter, mm-hmm. Dr. Mark Addix, that they had on this morning. Also, Mark Lazarus just tweeting, the NHL just announced no hearing for Alex Petrovich for the cross-check on Patrick Kane. Which doesn't surprise me because I thought it was a 2-minute penalty. It was, you know, a nasty play, but it was not premeditated, dirty, 7-game suspension.
Probably happens a lot during...
No question.
The course of the game, it just looked like it was a bad look because it was an awkward fall, and it was the worst case scenario result. So, you know, you can make him public enemy number one. That's okay, and he should have his head on a swivel. And I think Patrick Sharp took care of that sort of the retribution, if you want to call that. He gave him a pretty good hit at the end of the first period there. You were there. Did you see that, Cap? They had a good shot on television.
Yeah, and I've taped it. I always tape the games. So when I went home last night, we ran it back. And my wife was like, I want to see what that check was. Okay, 2-minute minor.
Yeah, but Sharp took care of it. I mean, that's the way you address it. I think that.
And I was surprised he was the one that addressed it.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter who, does it?
Right.
You know, Carcillo wasn't in uniform.
I thought it'd be Bickle that would do it.
Bickle was playing pretty physically.
But he was.
Bickle, aside from the injury.
First two periods, they had a good jump to their game.
If you can
third
say
period,
that,
they hung on.
You sound like Q. They had a good jump to the game. You like that. They did. You know, third period was a little bit rough. Gave up a 2-goal lead. You win in a shootout. That gets overlooked in all the angst, understandably, over Patrick Kane because it didn't feel like a victory. Certainly wasn't something to celebrate when they're playing Chelsea Dagger after the game.
Yeah.
Kind of a hollow feeling again. And, you know, that on the heels of the Derrick Rose news. And it's just like, you know, you get up to come to work this morning. If you're a Chicago sports fan, you're like, boy, when's baseball start?
Yeah, usually you only get news from the one game you're at. I remember being at the White Sox playoff game in 1994, and while we're at the game, news is breaking, there's no Twitter back then, that Michael Jordan's retiring.
Yeah.
So you got those two mixed.
Right.
Now you get this one. This was bizarre.
Yeah, you were asking last night about, you know, worst moments and worst days, and I don't remember something that came together, two stories that came together quite like this confluence of events that were kind of similarly devastating news, you know, to two franchises and changes the course of their seasons. Both could return for portions of the playoffs, but neither guy will be playing at the level that we're expected, that we're used to seeing him play.
Do you believe there'll be retribution tomorrow night or no?
Well, I retribution, define that. I don't think that they're going to drop the gloves. I don't think anything of that nature. That doesn't sound very Hawk-like, right?
Correct.
I think they go out and they beat the Panthers on their home ice. You maybe take a couple extra shots at Petrovic, and you move on.
Mark Lazarus just tweeted, Petrovic's hit worthy of the penalty that he got for cross-checking. Unfortunate, but not malicious. Yeah, I feel the same way.
It's again, something that happens probably 7 to 10 times per game. You would think, you see it happen, and you just hope that, it doesn't.
It happens.
You don't want to hit a guy from behind like that into the boards because of, you know, if his youth hockey, they're always taught to, you know, if you can get that close, you stop. You don't hit him from behind into the boards that close because of the injuries that it, you know, could create.
All right, let's hear, before we go back to these calls, this is Eddie Olczyk and Pat Foley last night.
Just a dangerous, reckless hit. And hopefully Joel, it's okay.
I'm wondering the same thing Joel is. Why is that only a 2-minute penalty? We have seen before, and Eddie, you've done a lot more games than I have, but quite often, if the player victimized is injured,
sure,
that adds.
So that was them last night.
That's an immediate reaction. And I think your immediate reaction, I might have had the same thing to say. You know, I think when you have the benefit of replay and, frankly, the benefit of time, you're able to put it in a little better perspective. But I don't fault Pat Foley for having that response. I mean, because you're watching it in real time. And in real time, you're also reacting with the emotion. You realize the implication of Patrick Kane on the ice, you know, grasping himself in a way that tells you it's bad. You knew it was bad immediately. So all those things, you know, I'm not speaking for Pat Foley, but I think he handled it the way I can't criticize him for jumping to that conclusion. I might have had the same reaction. Actually, watching at home, at first, I did. I had the same reaction. I was like, 2 minutes for that? Come on. I know what they're complaining about. You knocked out Patrick Kane. You ended his season. That's at least 5. And then I'm sitting back and watching the replay again. I'm like, okay, that happens over the course of a game. I've seen that before.
By the way, aside from Patrick Kane, Scott Darling was outstanding last night.
Does he start Thursday?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think you got that.
And if he wins Thursday, he starts Friday. Yeah. We had Eddie on yesterday, and he said his opinion, Darling's playing until he either struggles or loses. He said if he wins, Joel's going to ride him, which is interesting.
Well, I think that you're at the point of the season where you can do that. It's not a bad way to get Corey Crawford's attention, right?
Mm-hmm.
And why not? You need the points. If you have a hot goalie, you ride him. And yep. I don't think they go in the playoffs with Scott Darling as your goaltender. But this is the kind of the time of the year where you can refresh Corey Crawford, as you pointed out last week, and I think it's probably good for him. Also, if you can get Corey Crawford a little more focused, why not?
Let's go back to the phones, and Josh in Missouri is next. Hey, Josh, welcome. What's going on there, bud?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'll just make this real brief and then listen to your reaction off the air. I wasn't even going to call in until I heard that Dante guy call. Okay, and he said, I believe the media pushed D. Rose into coming back too soon. I'd like to remind Dante, isn't this the same player who about a year and a half or so ago, after being cleared by every doctor in North America almost, flat out refused to come back? And then even his brother got involved and defended him. Isn't this the same guy we're talking about?
Yeah, so what are you basically saying here, Josh?
I'm saying that his comment that the media pushed D-Rose to come back too soon is absolutely preposterous because he's got a history of doing this. Not coming back until D-Rose wants to come back.
Agreed. Well, agreed.
Right. I think the media...
He was cleared in February after the ACL, didn't play the rest of the year.
Right.
So, Josh, right. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Josh.
Appreciate the call. Al is in McHenry. Al, welcome. What's going on, Air Sparkles?
Hey, Cap. This is Chicago Al. How are you doing, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, Al.
Hey, I'm going to be seeing you at Game 5 every series, okay?
You got it.
Hey, they've got to have Sharp step up. He's got to be that leading scorer he was last year. He looked good last night.
I think he has two goals in 5-on-5 action this entire year. You realize that?
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, I know.
He's been invisible. He can't be invisible any longer.
No, he's got to step up, and it looked like he took a baby step last night.
He played well.
What do you think about this Kaminsky guy? He looks really fast.
Yeah, he does. He's fast.
Kaminsky?
I don't think that he is going to – you're replacing an MVP-caliber player. You're not going to do it with anybody. You're going to do it with a collection of people. You're going to do it by committee. You're going to have everybody play a little bit better, a little bit more often. And, you know, thanks for calling out. I think that they'll call up Tavo. There'll be a lot of pressure and expectation on him. He's used to dealing with that. But you're not going to get young Patrick Kane out of Tavo Teravainen. That's not fair to expect. It's not realistic to expect.
No, it's not going to happen. By the way, Pau Gasol just tweeting, very tough news last night. We'll hold it down until our brother gets back on the court. We all wish Derek a very successful recovery. At Pau Gasol, if you want to follow him. Back to the phones.
He wasn't around for the first two.
No.
That's an interesting one, too, because that guy signed up to win a championship and believed in Derek Rose and believed that he'd be healthy.
And Carmelo Anthony didn't.
Well, no. Carmelo believed in being in New York, but yeah.
But Cap, I mean, be careful here. Yeah. Were you criticizing Carmelo for being wary about Derrick Rose's health? I mean, that looks like a pretty safe gamble right now.
Pretty prescient move.
Yeah.
So, 312-235-2525. Where are we going next? It's Darren in Dallas, Texas. Hey, Darren, what's going on there, Cookie?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey, I was calling about the injury to Derrick Rose. I think that this could be a galvanizing force to drive the Bulls in the right direction as far as coming together as a team. I don't think the Bulls was playing good basketball even before the injury to Derrick Rose. And I think that with him gone, they can maybe come together and concentrate a little bit more. And this could be a good thing. Not saying that the team's better without Rose, but I think this could be a real good thing for the Bulls to take it to another level. And as far as going forward toward the future, I think we can no longer afford to build around Rose. We have to go in a different direction. Maybe in the next year or so, when Anthony Davis becomes a free agent, he'll love to come home and be the hero for the Bulls. I would love to see that also.
You and everybody else in town.
Yeah,
thanks,
that's
Darren.
Probably not gonna
appreciate
happen.
The phone call. I think that you're rationalizing a little bit how this could be good for the Bulls, but the way they have to look at it is that they have done this before. They have been in this situation before. They have experience. And this team has been waiting for something to rally around. They have been waiting for some sort of pivot point to have to, you know, finally get it together and play up to their capability. Maybe this is it in the way of intensity.
By the way, some people on Twitter questioning why I didn't wear the D. Rose jersey I promised to wear today.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't.
I didn't after the injury. I was going to. I actually had it ready to go. And after the injury, I went, you know what? Let's not do the D. Rose jersey today. Let's get another one in here. Jermaine in Chicago. Hi, Jermaine.
What's up, Captain? What's up, Cap?
Hey, Jermaine.
Y'all some great guys, man. Only thing I could think about when Derrick Rose and Kane got hurt was Grant Park, man, the parade. You know, I remember when Michael Jordan, you know, won a championship, they had, you know, the parades in Grant Park, and it was so fun. And when Derrick Rose went down, I'm like, oh, man, won't be able to do it. Won't be able to do it this time. But like the doctor said, six weeks he can recover. I think about Russell Westbrook, how he recovered in months.
Yeah, but Russell Westbrook didn't have the other injuries.
Okay, I understand that too. I agree with that too. But you know, when Kane went down, I just found out that today with you guys. So that kind of hurt my heart too.
Yeah, it's sad. Sad morning in Chicago, buddy.
Tough night, Jermaine.
Jermaine, thanks, bud.
Thanks, Jermaine.
All right.
See ya.
Yeah, it was a rough night. 9:38 comes around. I'm thinking, okay, you're watching the Hawks. You feel badly enough about that, and then the press release comes, and yeah, the next hour is a sprint to the finish.
Also. How about this one? One of the guys I follow on Twitter. Seasons with the Bulls in which he played more than 60 games. Derrick Rose has played how many?
I don't know. How many?
I
don't know.
Three. Eddie Curry, four. Who would have thought?
I don't know. That's an odd one.
Hey, were you writing Kane by itself before Rose?
No.
What were you writing?
I had another column.
Oh, so you weren't even touching the Kane thing?
Nope. I was waiting to see. Wait and see.
Interesting.
Yep.
All right. Will Perdue is next. Be right back.